everyone. My name is Naga Poteti, and I'm a graduate student in Biosystems Engineering Technology at University of Tennessee. And today I'm here to present my research topic on quantifying dust generation from pre- and post-striker transformation. And I would like to acknowledge my co-authors here, Dr. Paul Ayers from University of Tennessee, Heidi Howard, Alan Anderson from U.S. Army Construction Engineering Research Laboratory, and Dave Fawcett from ITAM at Pokalawa Training Area, Hawaii. To start with, Stryker transformation involves the shift of the 25th Infantry, 2nd Brigade from the light infantry vehicles to the Stryker Brigade. Strykers model M1126 are the 8-wheel infantry carrier vehicles which can carry up to 9 troops and travel faster than 60 miles per hour. And the Stryker Brigade combat team training is considered to cause a major damage to the Hawaiian environment. And this also raised concerns about airborne dust that Strykers generated at PTA. So we wanted to calculate the amount and spatial distribution of dust generated pre- and post-Stryker transformation, which has not been investigated before. Pre-Stryker transformation involved tracking light infantry vehicles, which we carried out in two separate exercises, one in Feb through March 2006 on light medium tactical vehicles and high mobility multi-wheeled vehicles, that's Humvee. And the second one was in November through December 2006 on medium tactical vehicles and Humvee. Post-striker transformation involved tracking strikers. This we conducted in April 2007 as part of our third exercise. This is a table showing the vehicle characteristics. Basically, the Stryker M1126, which has a 19-ton weight around 38,000 pounds, is considered higher. I mean, the weight and the number of wheels is higher when compared to the other light infantry vehicles. The primary objectives of my study are to determine the vehicle movement at PTA and to estimate the amount of dust generated from the pre- and post-striker transformation using EPA-developed dust equation, and to evaluate and quantify the effects of disturbance on dust emission potential by the vehicles from different road segments at PTA using a GIS-based emission pattern. For doing this, we used VTS, that's the vehicle tracking system, which records data, basically the GPS data, which includes the vehicle position and the velocity with time information, and it records data for every 1 second. The major components are a serial data recorder and the data storage card, batteries, and a case. Basic VTS lineup at PTA, and we mounted these units onto 20 vehicles which were tracked for 10 days during three separate exercises. In the pictures you'll see the lineup of strikers and the lineup of light infantry vehicles at the motor pool in PTA, and you have Heidi and Dr. Ayers mounting the units onto the vehicles. This is the VTS placement and positioning, and it slightly differs depending on the type of the vehicle. This is on a LMTV, and this is on a Stryker, and this I think it's on LMTV again. For calculating the amount of dust, we used a US EPA equation for unpaved road dust emissions, which has the R factor, that's the dust emission factor, measured in grams per mile. This is specific for unpaved roads, and it measures the total suspended particulate matter. And this is essentially a function of the silt fraction content of the surface material, measured in the percentage, and the average speed of all vehicles in miles per hour, and the average weight of all vehicles in tons, and the number of wheels per vehicle. And we collected soil samples from different locations in PTA. And we sent these samples to the soil testing services at University of Hawaii at Manoa. And these are the results which we obtained from the soil sample analysis. And we just looked at the percentage silt content of the soil samples, and there was a slight variation in all the values, but we used an average of 9.8% for calculating the dust generated. This is a map of PTA, which shows major roads and landmarks, and the most of the traffic, it was concentrated on the Red Lake Trail and the Saddle Road and over to this lava road. And this is the major impact area where there is firing and most of the endangered species. Actually, there are like 19 endangered species. Among them, 15 are the bird species, and two of them are the plant species, and one of them was mammal. This is a picture of PTA. It lies in saddle formed by the Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea volcanoes. And this is the Mauna Loa volcano in the background. This is an ArcMap view of this, showing different road segments and the movement of strikers. This was taken during the post-striker transformation study. And this is the movement of the strikers along the Red Lake Road and the Saddle Road. This is for the pre-striker transmission study, and as you can notice, the distances traveled for the pre-striker transmission was more when compared to the post-striker transmission. So the light infantry vehicles, they traveled farther than the strikers. The basic research design here demonstrates a systemic, empirically based approach, and it combines GPS and GIS to quantify dust emissions from military vehicles on unpaved roads. And it also calculates the amount of dust generated at each GPS location along the length of the road segments. So we wanted to compare the results obtained from the pre-striker transformation to that of the post-striker transformation. These are the results obtained for the pre-striker transformation. Basically, we used around 14 vehicles as a subset. And as you can see over here, the dust generated for LMTV is quite higher when compared to Humvees for a given distance traveled. These are the sample results obtained for the post-striker transmission. And though the distance traveled and the average velocities were lower when compared to the pre-striker transformation, the total dust generated was quite higher. This is an ArcMap view of the total dust generated along different road segments. And basically here, we spatially joined each GPS location to the road segments. So the increasing color intensity here depicts the increasing value of the dust factor measured in milligrams per meter. This is a closer view of the same. This is a plot showing change in the amount of dust generated with vehicle velocity for each type of vehicle, LMTV, Humvee, and Striker. We just used the February-March 2006 data for the pre-Striker transformation result. So as you see, the change in the amount of dust generated for a given range of vehicle velocity is quite higher for strikers when compared to the LMTV and the Humvee. In conclusion, throughout the study, Humvees traveled a total of 24.2 kilometers per vehicle day and generated around 48 grams of dust per vehicle day, whereas the LMTVs traveled around 34 kilometers and generated a total of around 62 grams per vehicle day. And finally, strikers traveled around It was actually quite low, 8.7 kilometers per vehicle day, but generated around 71 grams of dust per vehicle day. So these results are a representation of the dust emitted during training maneuvers before and after the Stryker transformation. And we'll continue working on this, and this research will be valuable in assessing environmental impacts during military transformation exercises. With this, I want to thank you all, and if you have any questions, I would be glad to be. Glad to answer them.
Any questions for Nava? Was the parent material the lava from the two volcanoes there, or was it on the mineral soil?
Yeah, it's basically the lava-laden soil.
And how far is that from the Kona side where all the tourists are? Is there any adverse impact on the tourist industry there from the dust, or is it just a local environmental concern?
I think it's just the local environmental concerns, basically for the military personnel and the impact area, as it has most of the endangered species. So the concern was for the plant species and just to protect the area.
Other questions for Nava?
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
So you did pre-impose the different vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
How representative do you think the sample that you have will be of following activities that occur out there? Are you still wanting to collect more information, or do you think you have a representative enough?
Yeah, actually we have one more data set. This is just a subset of 14 vehicles, so we have full data sets, and we have one more pre-transformation exercise data which we didn't analyze yet.
Reading the your data directly, you're indicating a terrifically greater magnitude of dust per kilometer driven for the Stryker,
mm-hmm.
Almost an order of magnitude greater than for the other vehicles,
yeah.
Per vehicle per kilometer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because of the weight, essentially the weight, which is much more than for LMTV or any other vehicle. It's around 19 tons. And also the wheels, they have around 8 wheels per vehicle for a Stryker.
Yeah, that's a factor in the equation.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some remedial measures, like using dust suppressants on roads, might be a good option. Or creating a buffering zone, that would also work.
Any more questions? Naga here.